Blessings.
And good morning.
So hello, I am here for meditation. And I want to thank you all in advance for meditating with me this morning. We only have two more of these meditations this week and next week. And then Awakening Together will no longer be open in the early morning. So let's see what happens with our second to last meditation. I am going to begin some music. This is the Tibetan healing sounds. It's the same music I played last week. So lovely. All right, so let's get comfortable. Maybe take a few deep breaths. Close your eyes. And then just start by tuning into the sounds of the Tibetan healing music. We're going to notice awareness and notice the mind. So, as we begin, we're going to take awareness and project it into the mind's power of imagination. And as you listen to these Tibetan sounds, imagine whatever scenery goes with it in your imagination. You might see the bells, the gongs, the chimes. You might see a church. You might see a garden. You might see a monastery in the Himalayas. But just let awareness go into the mind and let the mind imagine and just be with that for a little bit, just watching whatever scene occurs. Try not to put any real efforting or drawing, conscious drawing of the image in your mind. Let the image arise naturally while you rest and look towards that imagination. as you remain passive but interested in imagination, something is most likely appearing. It could be one sustained image. It could be different images coming in with different sounds. It could be detailed or it could be faint. Just continue to be passive, allowing awareness to go into the imagination and allow the mind to bring forth the images on its own. No control on your part. The images that are coming forth, whatever they are all made up of memories. Some of them may be what I'll call for now real memories, scenes from your lifetime, or scenes from a movie that you've seen, or photographs that you've seen. But some of the memories may be somewhat contrived in that it's taking things that you've seen and putting them together to create something new. As you continue to watch whatever images are showing up, notice that in some way they're all coming from the stored database of memory in the mind. For example, if you see a mountain with snow, maybe you've never seen this mountain with snow. Maybe this is contrived. But you have seen mountains with snow. It's memory put together to create something new. So continue to watch the images. Don't create them with your self-will. Let the mind just bring them up. But notice whether they're real memories or contrived memories, that they're all just coming from a stored database. Thank you. Notice that in one way or another, every one of the images that the mind is coming up with are really images from the past. As you watch this, you might be able to notice that the mind, and in this case, what we really are looking at is the brain. That it's actually very mechanical, although it seems to be imagining spontaneously right now. All that it's really done is it has recorded sensory perceptions in the past. And now, because of a similar or related sensory perception, it's bringing images into the mind. Even when they appear new, they're just a new collection of old images. Although the brain is a supercomputer of sorts, it's still just mechanical. And realize that these stored images from the past replayed onto the current moment because of some type of similar sensory stimulation. That this also affects the way you see the world in your daily life. It affects the way that you hear what people are saying to you or around you. Realize that when you're not conscious of it, the mind is pulling something out of its stored database from the past, laying it on the present, and giving you a contrived experience. Just be with this realization for a moment while you continue to rest and watch the mind operate naturally. We're playing with a very limited number of sounds right now. If I had a recording with lots of different sounds, you would be seeing even more images of the past. Some contrived, but still images of the past. This is what the Course means when it tells you that all you see is the past. Even in the present, even in the imagined future, what the mind is providing is the past for you to look at and believe again. If you pay careful attention to this, you will realize that anything that you see through the mind is not a real experience, not a genuine right now experience. It's a replaying of the past. Again, just be with this realization. Let this realization be stored by the brain. Because in some ways, this brain's ability to store information from the past and bring it back into the present, although that usually is simply distorting the present, it can also be helpful. It can be helpful when what comes back is a meaningful realization that points to truth. It can be helpful when it comes back as an insight in a current moment conversation. That maybe you're just hearing it wrong because you're hearing it through the past. It can be helpful when it provides insight so that you can look at the current moment with a new awareness, looking to see where the past may be distorting it, looking to see where you may not be hearing or seeing clearly because of the mind's replaying of the past. Everything that we've been doing so far has been projecting awareness forward into the mind, into the brain, into the imagination, so that we could bring awareness to how the brain works, so that we could see how the past creates a contrived present. But now let's do something different. Take awareness and turn it around. Instead of projecting that attention into the imagination, look back at you. Look back at the looker. the one who has been passively observing the images of the brain. If you turn the attention back toward you, the looker, you'll find something very real, very genuine, completely present, and not at all contrived. It has no image. Therefore, it can't be seen by the mind. It can't be seen by imagination, which is really nothing but images of the past. But awareness can touch it. Awareness can be aware of it. So look away from the mind's imagination. To the passive observer. To you. Notice what you are. Notice what's real. Allow yourself to fall in love with the reality of you. Notice how constant you are. Your presence doesn't shift and change like the images did in the mind. In this way, you could call it very solid and trustworthy, even though it's not a thing at all. Notice how what you are is the ground of all being. And what I mean by that is that without you, without the observer, There would be no sounds to hear. There could be no past images to play on the ground of imagination. Notice that you are the one requirement that has to be there for everything else to appear, no matter how fleeting it is. Notice how constant and secure and trustworthy your presence is. How dependable that it's always there. Notice there's absolutely nothing to doubt about your reality. It's too sure to doubt. And let your love, let yourself fall in love with that. That dependability. We're out of time for now, but when you get the chance, look again at yourself. Notice how you're always there, not fading in and out, completely present, completely dependable. The ground of all being. Have a good day.